Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. We'll be here with a new episode for you right after this quick note. BetOnline.ag is your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest player reports for this year's pro basketball playoffs. BetOnline is always your sports information headquarters this season, as we have you covered for all of your sports wagering needs, basketball, MLB, NHL hockey, right to UFC and boxing. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games you can play right at home. Head to the website today, or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, that's BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V. That spells BELIEVE. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. My name is James Williams, a reporter and editor for the Orange County Register and the Southern California News Group. And as always, I'm joined here by my co-host, former UCLA linebacker, Josh Woods. Josh, what's going on, man?
You know, back with another tenured Bruin. We're here with the Mo Osling heading up to, everybody knows by now.
They should know by now.
If you don't know, now you know.
Is it the Seattle Bruins, it seems like? Everyone's a
Seattle Bruins, man. We got four of us going up there. So, you know, shout out Pete Carroll. You know the real.
First of all, Mo, thanks for joining us. But
absolutely. It's my pleasure, man.
Who are the four? It's you, Zach.
It's me, Zach. Another one of our D-line, Sykes. And then
Sykes, Jacob Sykes.
And then
Bobo. And Bobo.
Bobo.
Bobo's gone.
So you guys,
it's exciting.
Well represented.
Yes, sir.
Let's just start with that. What was the process like for you?
Just coming out of UCLA, it was good, man. You know, the whole draft process was different. I talked to a bunch of teams. So I talked to Seattle like the end of the process. So I didn't even know they were gonna pick me up until they called me like a couple of days before the draft. But I was talking like to the Niners, the Colts, Miami, the Raiders, the Chargers. I thought the Chargers were gonna pick me up really too, but you know, God played his part. So, you know, I'm just blessed to be in this position, really. So I can't complain.
What was it about the Chargers? I'm assuming you probably did like their local day and obviously.
I had a local party up there. I did pretty good. You know, I had got invited back up like after the workout to meet all the coaches and stuff like that and talk to the DB coaches and stuff. So I thought it was going to be a good fit for me over there because they was telling me like the whole process, they needed safeties to come down there. So I thought, you know, out of any team that's gonna pick me up, it's probably gonna be the Chargers. But you know, they never called me, man. So you know, it's all good. We got a hit marker for them. You know, when we play them, so it's all good.
There you go. Go ahead, Josh.
God's plan, man. How did you experience like the process? Like you were back home.
I was just chilling out the crib. Me, my dad, and my girlfriend. You know, I didn't really want to have too many people around. You know, just the whole process. You know, so it's kind of different. But yeah. And then once I got the call, you know, everybody, my family, everybody's watching. So they didn't see me get drafted. So everybody's like, what's going on? I called my mom and she's just crying. Like, she's watching it. And I'm telling her, like, yeah, it's all good, though. We got an opportunity to go out there and play football some more. So I told her that and she was excited and stuff. So, you know, but just hearing her, like, the pain in her voice, just she's at the crib watching, you know. Mm-hmm. She's like, my baby didn't get drafted. You know, what's next? So, you know, it kind of hurt me a little bit, too. So it just, I got a chip on my shoulder for real. So I've just been working every day, just waiting for my moment.
So one of the things I always heard was like, once you get into like the sixth or seventh round, it's kind of like you kind of almost want to maybe be undrafted in a way, even though that sounds weird. Absolutely. Because you're kind of more in control of your situation. You can pick sometimes where you want to go. Yes, obviously, everyone's situation is different. But one thing for me that I really wanted to talk about, and I talked to Bobo about, was that pro day you guys had. Mm-hmm. You guys were dealing with that rain and whatnot.
Yeah, it's terrible.
What was it like for you?
You know, it was football weather, man. You know, you can't really predict what the weather's going to be like. You know, it never rains in LA until it's pro day. So, you know, going out there and just having to run, you know, our 40, and it's like we're just running on wet floor. So, you know, it was different. So I just have to change my mindset. Just, you know, this is what we got to do. So this is my interview. So I just went out there and just, you know, put my best foot forward too. So
to be honest, that's the mindset you're going to have, because in Seattle, that's all it is. Yeah, it's going to be wet weather.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Even though it's crazy, though, because like SoCal, we've gotten more rain than they've gotten this year. So.
Absolutely. It's crazy. It's just been raining like hectic. I know I was in Texas and it was like snowing out here. I'm like, man, I'm missing the snow and stuff like that. So I love the rain, though, man. I can't complain about it.
Until you wake up and the sky is gray every day. I can't lie. Being in Vancouver, it could get kind of.
How has that been for you, Josh? How's Vancouver, man?
It's cool. I'm about to head back up there. Mm-hmm. And this is my third year up there. We'll see just how this year goes, contract year, and see, you know, what the moves are for me. For
absolutely, me after this, man. Keep balling, man.
Hey, man, everybody's so proud of you.
I remember coming to UCLA. Josh, like the old head, you know, he's full of wisdom and stuff. He's still full of wisdom, you know, just seeing him in this position. I'm just so happy for him, though, because he's been through a lot, though, man, for real. So I'm excited for you, Josh.
Hey, but Mo, you turned into an old head yourself just for as long as you were at.
I was. The tables turned.
What was that process for you? And at what point did you kind of realize, like, oh, now I'm kind of the old head here and I have to kind of bring some of these other guys along? Yeah.
I know, just coming in with Coach Mora, it was different. I was a young guy. You know, I was surrounded by a bunch of people who had a lot of wisdom around. So I just kind of soaked up a lot of wisdom. You know, Pickett, Jaleel, Nate, Josh, everybody, Chris, Caleb. I had a lot of people just to groom me. So, you know, once Coach Mora left, it was kind of like we were starting over. So I had to, you know, pick up the pieces that they put on me. So, and then going into like my sixth year, like my last year, I was like, dang, I've been here for a long time. So I'm just like giving wisdom to people. Like, the young is like, man, you can't be doing that, man. I've been through so much. Like,
yep.
I'm telling them, like, you can't do that, bro. You gotta change it right now. So it's just like, hopefully some of the stuff I told them is like still sticking to them today. So. And it's crazy just going back up there and seeing all the young guys just grow too. So it's crazy.
You know what?
Crazy.
Mo, I'll tell you this. Some of the things that you have said are sticking with some of them. We were talking to Kamari Ramsey and he started like listing off a bunch of old guys that aren't there anymore. And like, you know, how he's kind of having to step up, and he's like, yeah, Mo and Blay, and started like naming all you guys. What is that like now that you're kind of, you're not with the program anymore and you're going to be looking at some of these young guys? What are your expectations for some of them? And is there anyone in particular that you're kind of looking forward to kind of step up? Because there's a lot of you guys. It's kind of weird.
Absolutely.
Without Blay and some of you guys there.
Yeah, no, it's different. I'm still in the group chats with all of them, so I'll be getting all the messages and stuff still. So, you know, like, team meeting right now, don't be late. I'll be just watching, you know, looking at they high speed and stuff. So I'm like kind of just the big bro still. But you know, Kenny Churchwell, Kamari, too. He's like an old, young kid. You know, he's very wise. He's very smart, too. So I'm excited to see them. Kirkwood, Jalen Davies, a lot of guys coming up. DJ Justice as well. He's an underdog, too. He switched from receiver last year. He's playing DB. But, yeah, a lot of those guys are coming up this year.
Hey, you'd be proud of DJ. DJ had himself a day today. I think he had a pass.
I've seen the highlights.
Yeah, he had a pass deflection. He had a pick. Yeah. He had three guys with a pick. They were picking off Dante Moore, Josh. They picked him off three times.
We're going to talk about that later, but it sounded like the quarterbacks had a bad day today.
They had a lot of them did. The only one who looked good was Chase Griffin. He's still holding
it down. I don't know if they had a bad day or defenses played. They played pretty good today. So, you know, that's how it is.
Defense is young guy, young live.
Freshman quarterback. Yeah.
Have you had a chance to talk to Dante Moore at all?
No, I haven't met him yet. I think I've seen him when I like my pro day, but I ain't talked to him too much though.
So what are your expectations? When do you go to Seattle? Like, what is the next step for you now that you kind of got the what team you're going to go to out of the way?
Yeah. I leave May 11th. So they just like added me to the teamworks and stuff like that and give me all the schedules and stuff like that. So it's crazy. Just like college 2.0, but it's just like, more advanced.
You getting
and stuff,
it's
so.
Your job now. You getting paid to do
I
this.
I know. That's what
you
I'm
don't
saying,
got no
bro.
class. You can
I ain't
put
got no
every.
school.
You could put
This
everything
is
into
what I've
your
been waiting
craft.
for my whole life, just to play football without nothing. Like, I hate school. Like, I got 2 degrees, but I hate school. Like,
You was
it's
there,
terrible.
Yeah, you had 6 years of 6 years of college.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, bro. It's crazy.
Well, for as much as you didn't like school, what was it that maybe led you to kind of sticking around for as long as you did?
Just getting that paperwork, man. You know, it's kind of vital to, like, myself and my mom. We always talked about just, like, you know, before I leave school, just make sure you have a degree. And then, like, COVID came in, and it helped me just be able to set me up to get another degree for free, too. So it's like, I got to take that. I got to take it. They're going to use me, so I got to use them in a way, too. So
there you go.
Being able to get that paperwork, man.
That's facts. And we had Shay on, and you two are probably the only two guys that spent more time at UCLA than me and had – And for you in particular, like the different coaches you had and the different positions you played,
absolutely.
Like you've probably played more positions than guys will, you know, ever will. So how has
crazy.
All the different types of coaches, the different positions, like how has all that shaped you and what you're going to bring to Seattle with you? Like what all is that like?
I feel like it was God, man. He was just setting me up to be successful, really. You know, I never imagined myself being there that long or even playing positions that long. So I came in there my freshman year. I was with Coach Mee. I played corner. And then Coach Moore gets fired after the SC game on his birthday. Crazy story. And then we get Coach Rhodes. He moves me to safety. I play a little nickel. I play a little outside linebacker, too.
I do.
Remember that?
I do. I think that was funny because, like, of course, like, Moses, you know, one of the guys is hardworking. So like, if he sees other people working, he's gonna go and put more work in too. Like he's not gonna let other people. Like he's one of those guys that you know is always gonna be working. Mm-hmm. And I just remember like pre-practice, like out of nowhere, Mike Moe's like, "Hey yo, teach me this, teach me like, outside linebacker." I'm like, "Bro, what are you talking about?" And he's like, "Everything you do, just tell me how to do it."
Facts. That's like, crazy.
Pre-practice for weeks.
I still remember. During the season,
like it'd be like me, Mo and Kafusi. Like he'd be the first one out of the on the field from the DBs, and it's me, Mo, and Kafusi just going over like different outside linebacker techniques, coverages, calls, and like if it came down to it, like Mo could play, you know, the games. I'm saying so. Like I was one of all those things that like you know how people have impact. Like you remember them on you know what they do consistently, and like from. For Mo, like those are one things for me is like same thing kind of with Shay is like he's always gonna ask me questions and try to be ready to do whatever for the team. So that's one thing I was gonna commend you on, Mo.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I thank you just for pulling me into putting me underneath your wing, man. You didn't have to, but you did. I still remember those days, like you know, we had like the little lifts in the afternoon. It used to be me, you, Chris, and
Kenny.
Think who else it was.
Probably Lil
Kenny and then
Martell.
Martell, we used to go in there and
Darnay
get work
sometimes.
In.
Yeah.
Darnay, yeah, we used to go in there and just get work like every other day, just go in there and lift. But I forgot the coach's name.
Coach Ronald.
You know what I'm talking about? Coach Ronald, yeah. Mm-hmm. He used to set up lifts for us, you know, in the afternoon, like nobody's there. Everybody's at home chilling. We just in the weight room grinding, you know, every other day. So
We had Mo starting to get
big.
He was looking like a linebacker for real.
I'm like, bro, you're going to have to switch my position in a minute. I got to chill out, you know, so.
Hey everybody, just wanted to take a quick break to remind you guys that the football season is right around the corner. And when you're headed out to the Rose Bowl, what better shirt to wear than a Believe in UCLA football podcast shirt? By doing that, you're going out, you're going to the game, you're supporting your team, and you're supporting your favorite podcast at the same time. Some of the proceeds go back to the podcast and help support the content and the different things that we have planned going forward. So what better way to, again, support your team and your favorite podcast than by picking up the shirts? Now, where can you find these shirts? They're available at the Believe Network store, and we made it very easy for you. Scroll down on this podcast. Check out the description. I got two links there for you for two different shirts. Make sure you check them out. Find the one that's right for you, and hopefully I see you wearing them out at the game. I'd love to see you wear them. One thing about your journey, too, and we've talked to Josh and talked to some of the other players about is, did you have to host any of the guys, any of the recruits that were kind of coming in? Were you kind of tasked with any of that?
I hosted, like, two guys, and then I kind of stopped doing it. I hosted Rashad Williams when he was there. He's at Texas Tech right now. And then I
Okay.
hosted
Yeah.
Elisha Guidry. He's at San Jose State right now.
Okay.
So those are like
Okay.
my only two recruits that I ever really had.
And
But
you got, I mean,
yeah.
they both signed and were at UCLA,
Yeah,
even
yeah.
though
So
they're not
I
there
did
now.
my job.
Okay.
Yeah, I did my
So
job.
hey,
So
so
you went two for two.
he was
Yeah,
two
two
for
for
two,
two,
unlike
man.
Josh. Josh had some
Nah, I
L's,
didn't.
Who'd you
Nah,
have?
The two he didn't have is the problem.
The two that didn't come
The
to the
one,
school, I probably don't
but
even
the
know.
ones that are important. I got Lokinnie. I
Oh yeah.
hosted Lokinnie. I hosted Jason Harris. Those are the ones that I do have.
Oh
Like,
yeah.
and of
So
course, like
you got
they.
three people because Lil Kenny brought, you know, he brought Canes too. So you know,
He brought Lane. Yeah, I
he
mean,
brought
and
Lane.
like whenever people came, if it was somebody that, you know, was more on the high end, then I would go show face and stuff. But
Yeah.
bro, hosting is harder than people think, and
It's
like
difficult.
that's one of the reasons why some coaches don't do college, literally for recruiting.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's difficult, man. You gotta feel the guys out, you know, see what they're into. You know, you want to go to this party, you want to go back, or you want to go back to the hotel, you know. So it's like just hosting, it's
Facts.
different, man. When I
So,
came and I had Pick and Laz was my host. So, you know,
oh.
that's why I came to UCLA, because I'm like, bro, this is UCLA. Like, this how it is every day. Yeah, I'm coming. So
What were some of the other schools that you were considering?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I was actually committed to Colorado for a little bit, and then I had like Oregon State. Like my whole coaching staff that was at Colorado, I went to Oregon, so they had tried
Okay.
to pull me over there too. But Texas Tech, when I was playing quarterback, Coach Foss over there, they wanted me to come out there, but you know it was kind of far away, so I was kind of
You trying to be
hesitant.
Pat Mahomes?
I was
Gee.
trying to be Pat. That's when Clinsbury was there too, so he wanted me to come out there. They started reminding them of Vince Young a little bit, so
I didn't know
I
you played
was.
quarterback.
Mo play everything.
Yeah, I
Now I'm
was a
learning.
quarterback in high
Yeah.
school.
What do you need? Mo could do it.
I was a state triple jump champion too, California 2016. You know,
Damn. What school did you go to
yeah.
again, Mo?
Antelope Valley High School in
That's
Lancaster.
right.
Yes,
That's right.
sir.
That's right.
No, I'm just saying, Mo is one of the most athletic dudes I know that's
Yeah.
able to play all these positions on the field, which is crazy. And I do
Did he
kind of
come in
remember a
as
little
an
bit.
athlete? Did
Yeah,
you
that's what
come
I'm
in as
saying. I remember like when you
I
came
came
in
in as a corner.
because you came in with all the other DBs. Like you came in
I came in with
with
Nay.
Nay, Jay
Yeah,
Shaw,
Elijah,
Elijah Gase, and Q. And I
Q
remember
late,
like,
yeah.
yeah, I didn't know because I was like, dang, that's a lot of DBs. And I remember you were the athlete. I was like, dang, I don't know if he's gonna play offense or defense, and you play DB. And then yeah, it was
Yeah.
that whole group ended up going to defense. So
They had me returning kicks my freshman year, you know, a little bit. They
damn, they
didn't
really
block for
did
me
have
though.
you do everything.
I couldn't tub nothing. They wasn't blocking for me out there, man. It was crazy.
No, because that year it was, I'd say the year before that, we kind of started losing our identity on special. Because when I came in, like
Absolutely. Yeah.
I used to
Yeah.
like get mad and kind of like, I remember one meeting I brought it up. It was like a pride thing, and it was like, no, James, you don't understand. Like when I came in, like dudes were like competing to be on special teams. Like being on kickoff was like a badge. Like
It was an honor.
you were a dog. Like you think like Jayon Brown couldn't even get on the field, and he was only on special teams when I came in. And you know
Damn.
he's in the NFL now. So I'm like saying it was like NFL guys that were on these units, and it was like a pride thing of like they had a thing where it's like who could run who the fastest flying 40 on kickoff, and they used to like compete to see who would run down and make the tackle the fastest. Like we had highlight tapes of just special teams, and then I don't know it was about like more like
It's
towards
that
the
more
end.
air, man.
I was like
Yeah.
the year before Mo came, it was like that's when we started like decline and like freshmen didn't want to be on special teams, older guys didn't want to play on special teams, and then
Yeah.
it was just like, and we were losing, and it was like, bro, whoever like, it was just whoever's on there. So then when Mo came, it was like even more of like dudes didn't want to block because dudes are, you know, we had
Man, I
some.
used to get that ball. And I'm like, dang, where I'm finna go? Like, I'm just seeing a bunch of people running at me. I'm like, dang, it's bad. So,
Mo, when Mora's out, chips coming in, and Josh has kind of talked about some of this, and this was obviously a little bit before the transfer portal came around. Where were you at in the middle of that? Did you think about exploring another school? Did you have a conversation with Chip about staying? Like, what was that like for you? Because there were some lean years before it got good the way it did last year.
Yeah, it was tough, man. You know, Coach Me, he told me, like, if I wanted to come down there, I could. But, you know, I'm just like, it's my home. It's my hometown. I didn't really want to leave. But, you know, I always dreamt about playing in L.A., you know, either at L.A., at UCLA, or at SC. But, you know, I couldn't leave my school, for real. I was there before Chip, and I wasn't going to leave. So I'm not really big on running from my problems. Mm-hmm. So I got to face them head on. So I'm like, man, if I can't make it here, I can't make it nowhere. So I just have to make it there at the end of the day. So
that's one of the things I always noticed about you. And that was something that I know I brought up to you when you would talk to the media. Because I think you had, like, what, three different defensive coordinators?
Crazy.
You were crazy. There longer than people on the staff.
For real. So, yeah. I feel like an old guy walking around there, for real. So it got to the point where people just wouldn't even tell me, like, you know. Yeah. Josh knows. He knows how it is, man. So I just find myself just being in the treatment room, just talking to the treatment guys, like, yep. Man, you know.
Because they're the only ones that have been there from day one, or what?
Absolutely.
Damn.
And then once Mark – and then the treatment people started leaving. Once my guy Mark left, it was like, dang, that's my favorite treatment guy, too. And he left. I'm like, dang, I got to be here with Steve and Ant. Nothing wrong with Steve and Ant, but, you know.
Yeah, but Mark was a wizard. Mark got
it
done.
Yeah, so Mark got it done, for real.
All right. We have to ask this question. We ask everybody this question. And you can give us your top five, your top three, whatever you want. But we always like to ask, who were the – and this should be great, Josh, because he's been there for so long. Who have been some of the funniest dudes that you've had on your team, like in the locker room or whatever? It could be from any year, but who were, like, the top, top five guys?
Yeah, especially because Bo's in that DB room. That's tough.
Yeah.
He could do five. I gotta put,
just five off my freshman year, really. I got to put Jaleel in there. He's one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. Fish was a clown.
Denzel Fisher, and I gotta, for the people, for UCLA fans that know.
They don't know. I got to put Martin Andrus in there. That dude, he's hysterical.
Has to be in everybody's top five.
Everybody's top five. There hasn't been a person who pretty much hasn't named Martin. We need to get Martin on here. We need to get Martin on here.
Oh, Octavius Spencer.
He's a clown. And then the last one, I don't know. Maybe JTM. I don't know. JTM is a clown too.
Jacob Tierney Mariner. Yeah.
Yeah. JTM is a clown.
And where do you fit in? Are you one of the funnier guys? Are you one of the more serious guys?
I'll probably put myself in the top 10. You know, you got to get to know me a little bit, but, you know,
because Mo had a locker in, like, the middle of the, well, like, we moved into Wasserman, so he, like, anything was going on, rap battles. Like,
y'all said when you moved it into was right Wasserman. In the middle.
Yeah, we moved in 2017 when I first got there, so it was a big day
crazy.
For us, man.
That's crazy to think about.
I still remember that day just walking in there. I remember Coach Moore, like, I was on my, like, unofficial down there, and it wasn't even built yet. He's like, come on, he just left practice, like, come on, let me show you the building real quick.
He was so even... I remember breaking into and see it.
Yeah. And it wasn't even built yet. He's like, look at this. This is what you're gonna have when you get here. I'm like, yeah, I can get with this.
That was, like, you guys' what, freshman year or your sophomore year?
Yeah, my freshman year, 2017.
Yeah, my third year. So at least Mo got to experience even think of the name now.
San Bernardino? Are you talking about the other locker room?
I forgot what it's called too. It's called
what's the other athletic building called? Starts with an A.
I can't
Ackerman
even,
or
it's not the Ashton. I can't even think about it, but I know what you're talking about though. It's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. But it's even crazier when I came to UCLA. There was only two fields and there was no building. Where, you know where the building is? It was an alleyway to get. You could walk straight to Gailey.
I couldn't even imagine just that building not being there. You know, it's just weird.
Yeah, that's all I know too, is that building. So that's why it threw me when you said moved into Wasserman. I was like, what the hell?
I remember when they broke ground.
Yeah,
you're right. You're one of the ones there with the shovel, huh?
I was younger, so I wasn't a big time like that. They had like it was like the higher ups in sports, like the AD, Mora, and whatever. But I remember like how big that was, because the Miles Jack class got recruited off the pitch of we're gonna have a new facility, and it didn't come until Mo's freshman year. So like everybody that got recruited on that pitch, you think about like this pitch, that pitch was to recruit guys like Kenny Clark, Miles Jack, Jayon Brown, Cameron Judge. Like that whole class of guys all got recruited with the idea of we're about to have new facilities.
On a promise.
Knew all this, knew all that, and they never got to see it.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's tough. Wild. Mo, just
because the old locker room was nuts. It was like it was run down, it was beat. It was The sours were crazy, but we had a lot of great times in there though.
Had the funnest memories, yeah. Like were in that locker. I don't know why. I don't know how.
It's just because all y'all had was each other.
No, that's for real. It's like I do feel like when you don't have, you know, when you don't have nothing and you come from nothing, you appreciate everything. And we used to turn up in there for real. Like,
and I remember we had like a players lounge, and every time you go in there, it'd just be like 15 dudes just knocked out in there. Like, you got to find a place to sleep. Don't turn the light on because everybody going to get mad. It was crazy.
If you set an alarm, you better wake up, stretch your alarm. It better not be going off.
Mo, just getting back to you for a second, and just kind of the process. I'm kind of curious, was there like during the process, and I'm assuming you're going on visits and stuff, do you get to meet like any of these like notable or like big NFL guys, or maybe they're just not even in the facility? Like, what is that like when you're going on visits and stuff?
You talking about like far as like college or?
No, just... I'm talking about like the NFL. Like, what was that like for you?
Oh, yeah. So when I did my local pro day at the Chargers, I met Asante Samuel. So that was pretty cool just to hear him speak to us and just give us some knowledge like that. You know, he's a young guy. He's just coming in, too. But, you know, he's been having some successful seasons, a big year last year, like 3 picks in one game. So just to hear him talk. Being in the facilities, like, I'm just seeing guys work out. Like, this is how they live. You know, they just come in here and just work out and just eat and stuff like that. Like, how I've been doing in college. But, you know, they're just big time names and household names and stuff like that, but they're really just regular people at the end of the day. So
I was gonna say, what does these NFL facilities, how do they compare to Wasserman and what you guys have at UCLA?
I mean, I feel like we have a pretty good facility at our school. You know, a lot of people come there and practice and train when they got to play in LA. So we hosted like the Bengals when they play the Super Bowl. Yep. The Patriots always come down. But I feel like, you know, just being in their facilities, it's a little different vibe. It's more like professional. It's a lot more security around, you know.
Oh yeah.
Just a lot of people, in there that just do stuff, you know. So it's a lot of people in Wasserman too, but it's not like how it is at these other facilities.
I'll say, who have you been starstruck by that you've seen on campus?
At UCLA.
At UCLA? Man. I don't know. I've seen Odell a couple times. Odell's like
he's like a regular now, right?
Yeah, he was like a regular though, Key.
And Tom Brady. Did you guys see Tom Brady?
Oh, yeah. I seen Tom Brady. I'm trying to think who else was up there. Saquon. I seen Saquon. That dude's humongous. I seen DK a long time ago. He's going to be one of my teammates, but DK's big. Like,
now you need that one-on-one.
Yeah,
DK, I need it.
DK was actually in practice like last week. I think he was down here like last week.
He's always up there. It's always a bunch of people up there training. So, you know, you just be like, dang, who's that out there? Who's that? So it's like, yeah, it's always a bunch of people up there.
Well, that's like Dorian.
Russell Wilson's always down there too. Yeah.
Well, that's what Dorian said. I think he said that on here. Like, he's like, oh yeah, he walked in on a meeting that Russell Wilson was in the facility.
Mm.
You know, he said he worked out with Deshaun Watson, Dwayne Haskins, and like all these dudes. And I'm like, why do you meet all these dudes?
No, people just be.
Oh yeah,
I swear, people just be popping up.
Bro, I ran into KD in the weight room. I'm like, it's KD, bro. Like,
I'm telling you, bro. I don't know why, but
he was in the Wasserman weight room.
He was in a Wasserman weight room just walking around. Oh, wow. I seen Russ. I seen Brody. Like, Brody's in the weight room. You feel me? Like, he parked his car right behind the facility all the time. So
that's crazy.
And just always a bunch of people up there.
Yeah, that's facts. Because at the old locker room, because we shared it with all the other sports, like, that was the only training room, the only – like, I've gotten treatment and talked to KD. I remember it was, like, one of the drafts. I was talking to him and getting treatment to him. Walking out the back door, I ran to Serena Williams. And then,
that's nice,
bro. That was crazy. That was one where I was like, oh,
yeah, You were starstruck, huh?
Like, tell him,
bro. She winked at me, bro.
I was gonna say, tell him the rest of the story. Tell him the rest of the story.
She winked at me, bro. That was like, I swear she did.
She didn't wink at you. She had something in her eye. She did not wink at you.
This is around the time she was talking to Drake, so it makes sense.
Oh yeah,
he was talking to Drake.
Serena.
I don't even.
Anyways, another one, like, I remember. It was like the Nick. Remember they used to have the Kids Choice Awards there like every year. I don't know do it anymore.
They said that, yeah.
It was during the summer, so I had some of the young linebackers up with me meeting, and like we breaking down film. It was like it was me, Loke, and then some, and then Dak Prescott walk in, and like, hey, what y'all doing? And I was like, oh, I'm just showing some of these, showing some of these guys, breaking down, showing what to do. You know what I'm saying? And then he started asking, because at the time it was like Rosen, the hype was on Rosen, so he started asking me like a bunch of questions about Rosen and like how is he, like this and that. And then like then he started breaking down the film and like saying like, you know, the different reads and like what quarterback's looking at this and that, and like putting us on game while we watching like practice tape. It's like crazy stuff be happening at UCLA, man.
That's
crazy. Nah, for real. I ran into Saweetie at the basketball game. We was getting popcorn together, and she looked at me. I'm like, you know, like, come on now. Chill out.
I can't wait.
I'm out here with my teammates. You know, they all watching me like,
I can't wait, y'all.
You know, that scene on the wood, and they were just in the little party, you know. I'm like, yeah, you got to chill out, Saweetie. Don't do that.
They be around. Telling you.
Yeah, they be around for sure.
Y'all are too much. Josh, you have
I said we can get back to football.
Go ahead.
What I also ask everybody is, who was the hardest person you had to go against? That's one of them. And then who was the most talented person you shared the field with, either on your team or playing on another team, playing a different position? Like, I always say the hardest person I had to go against was McCaffrey, and then the best athlete I've ever seen, Miles Jack. And then second would probably be Myles Garrett.
I feel like the hardest person I have to face at UCLA, probably Kyle Phillips. That dude's a beast. Like, he's crazy. Like, he's so, like, shifty. You know, you always got to be, like, you always have to lock in going against him, because if you don't, he'll make you look silly, man. So, you know, he's very good, very talented guy. Zach, he's crazy. He just works. He's like a workhorse for real. So, I feel like Zach is probably, like, one of the most gifted people I've, like, played with. He's tough. Like, he's built different. Like, working out with him, like, I try to run next to him every time we run, because I know if I run next to him, I'm going to get better, because he just never stops going. He doesn't get tired. I'm like, bro, what's up with you? Like, I don't know. He's still different.
He shows no emotion. He has the same face. No, like, emotion, no matter. Like,
Terminator.
We'll probably be like 15 sprints in. He just
straight face.
Like, bro, like breathe, bro. I know you're tired, bro. Like, chill out.
And that's coming from you, a guy that can run all day.
Yeah, for real. So I feel like just somebody I face. I seen Anthony Miller my freshman year, Memphis. You remember that game? He was going crazy.
He was tough. Stupid. They hyped
up. Yeah, I still remember that game.
That game was so annoying, bro. Don't get me
started. Which
game
was that? Crazy.
Memphis. At Memphis.
Oh,
Memphis, 2017. Yeah. The fans are going crazy too. My DB coach is going crazy on the fans, because the fans are probably like right here next to us. You know, the stadium is real small, so they just yapping the whole time. It was fun though. Oh, I played against Kyler Murray too. He was crazy. Kyler Murray was nuts. Kyler Murray in college, he was nuts. CeeDee Lamb, crazy.
That's crazy.
I said, yeah, you've seen some people.
Yeah, I've seen some folks. Jalen Hurts, he was crazy.
Yeah, he gave us that work.
Wait, who was Jalen Hurts? Was he already at Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Back to back. Kyler Murray, then Jalen.
Then Jalen Hurts.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, y'all really went through it then, huh?
We went through some tough times. I'm glad that Mo and them got to see some of that.
Got some success at the end.
We had so many lows.
Facts.
But yeah, I like the recurring of Kyle Phillips. Man, that's one of them. Yeah. Like, I hope this year he stays healthy and, you know, gets to put on a national level.
Absolutely.
What he's capable of. And then,
because he's like that. He's really like that for real.
Like that.
And if I gotta go against him, I'm ready. Like, I've been playing him for years, so you know I know his little.
If we start shaking in the slot, yeah.
So, I'm ready for it, but it's all good.
Kyle's so funny. Like, it's interesting because he seems like when I've talked to him, he's like such a humble dude. Like,
What?
You just wouldn't even think.
Kyle
Kyle talks crazy.
No way. No
he
way.
He talked like Dorian. Nah, he talks crazy.
He like
that's
that.
Crazy.
He's crazy. Nah, he's like that.
Well, he can back that up, but he yeah, let you. And if you the thing is too, it's like you can't get him started because he will be kind of more chill. But as soon as he hear like you know one person say something, like if he catches,
he got a chip on his shoulder or something.
From 0 to 100 real quick. You know he like that. He got that dog in him. I give him that though.
Do you go back? Did you go back and forth with him before, Mo?
Absolutely. Talk 100%. To him every practice. Every practice we own him. Like what? I'm on you.
Especially because yeah, when we go nickel. Like that was the matchup. Yeah. A lot of times I was like yeah.
Especially like we get one-on-ones too, yeah. So it was bad.
Well, another question for you: what, you know, as the draft kind of played out, and you saw John Gaines, DTR, some of those guys get drafted. Are you guys exchanging texts at all? Did you hear from any of the guys once they kind of, you know, found out that you had signed with the Seahawks?
Oh yeah, I'm calling everybody. I'm FaceTiming them, seeing how they feeling. You know, getting their emotions. You know, just leading up to the draft. I'm talking to all my boys. I'm talking to Dorian. I'm talking to Zach. I'm seeing Zach at camps and stuff like that. So. Mm-hmm. I'm just once I see their names get called, you know, I don't want to blow their phone because everybody's hitting them up.
Everyone's
but you know,
on
once
phone,
they start calming down a little bit, I call them, you know, take a shot from me real quick, man. You know, I know you feeling good. So, you know, everybody's feeling good. So
I was like, I don't know, keep it dicey. But I mean, the only thing we're talking about, we've been talking about since the end of the season is just how weird it's going to be without you and Blay back there. And safety. Just
I'm still trying to figure out who the heck is starting in this secondary. It's crazy.
Because when you have two guys
gonna be in good hands though.
Back there,
yeah,
for 4+ years, it's kind of weird when you need somebody else to step up that hasn't got that same play experience that you know that veteran leadership. So who you expect. So I don't want you to pit But like,
they got a lot of good people out there. I think Kamari Ramp's gonna have a really good year. He was being groomed last year, but he could have played last year for sure. Kenny Churchwell, he's an older guy. He's a new old head. Will Nemo's back there as well too. So I'm just kind of excited to see how they're gonna, you know, just rotate them or you know give them all a chance to just shine because they all have very good talent. You know, they're all very good people who just been seeing a lot of people from Darnay to Q Lake to Jay Shaw, from me to Blade. Just they all experienced it all. So I'm just happy for their come up. Really,
is Kirkwood like the next guy up? I feel like he's like the next kind of one of those corner like a Darnay and all that. Secondary.
Yeah, he's been looking like one of
those. No, he won those ones, man. Yeah, Kirkwood, he's going to have a big year. He got hurt last year, but you know he was doing really good until he got hurt. And then Jalen Davies. Is out there too as well. He had
he got an interception like 3 games in a row or something. Yeah,
so,
you know,
he's gonna have a big year. And then we got like my D line boys, Latu, the twins is out there.
Mm-hmm.
They just added some more people.
Yeah,
you know they got Darius coming back. Latu. What's my boy Ale? Ale's coming back. So
Ale's back.
Oh, he's healthy.
He's there.
He's gonna be ready. He's gonna be ready.
I've been waiting for him. I was like, bro, he would have been so impactful last year. Like there was,
practice though. Like he reminds me a lot of you and like Chris and like what's my dude name? I forgot his name. He played for the Rams. I forgot his
name
though.
Oh, Kenny Young. Yeah.
Yeah, Kenny Young. Yeah, Kenny Young. He reminds me a lot of Kenny. Just how he just explodes and just sees it. He doesn't even think about it. He just attacks, you know. So he has that ferocious, fierce, you know, just angry hit in him. Like he just wants
like
to kill everybody he sees. So.
They need to get him on
Ale's
the field.
My boy. I'm ready,
bro.
I'm ready
been,
for him.
That's crazy because
yeah, like that.
This news to me, but that is big, bro. Because I know, like, so that I mean, Darius is from what I've seen on tape. I don't know him personally, but like, I like how he seems like a true, you know, Mike type person.
Absolutely.
But there's been, like, I feel like last year there was times where he was kind of by himself. Like, the other guys around him kind of weren't, like, no disrespect, but, like, weren't as much, like, linebacker type, you know.
Yeah,
like,
just to
core,
feed off
like,
of him, though.
They were
younger
guys.
You know, changing positions or, like, in their nature, like, they weren't, you know, you know, like, they were more, like, other positions or, like, DBs that they had, you know, in those roles. So, having a guy like Ali next to him, this year,
he's Bama built, bro. He's like that for real.
Him,
like, you know,
along with the transfer from Cal,
yeah, Femi, yeah,
yeah,
that number two.
I haven't seen too much of him. Yeah,
he's a dog. He has good size on him. He's making some noise. I think he'll start. And that's why we're waiting for John to come back too, to see like kind of
gets back. You know, John, he's a ball hawk for real. He goes out there and makes plays too. And he's out there hitting home runs too. So you know, two sport athlete, man. You can't absolutely.
Yeah, it's tight. But that yeah. So that front seven sounds like it's gonna be on lock. I mean, as long as like we say, the other DBs, you know, come in, it's you know, fill big shoes to fill. I'm seeing what you
big shoes to fill.
Big play. So yeah. I think that's going to be the biggest, I guess, question mark going into the season.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him watch. This is my first year now, you know, being involved. So it's going to be a little different. Like, I ain't been to no practice yet. So, yeah, it feels weird, you know. But I'm just watching from a distance. Like, you know, like, dang, man.
So, all right. All right, Mo, we're running out of time. But I want to thank – first of all, I want to personally thank you. Anytime we've had you with the media, you were always a good talker. I love when people talk.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
And they're willing to be good interviews. So I always knew it was going to be a good time when we had you. So just want to thank you for that and obviously for your time here today.
Yeah, thank you so much, man.
Piggybacking that, bro, I'm, like, just so proud of you. I mean, I've
– Thank you, Josh. I love you, man. I appreciate you.
Love you, too, bro. Got to see your whole process. I mean, I've met your pops, cool people, and just excited to see what you do, you know, this next level, bro.
Absolutely, man. All of it. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all doing a good thing here, too, man. I appreciate it. This is wonderful. Y'all keep it up, man.
Thanks, man. We'll try and get you back on soon. All right, man. You have a good one.
Yes, sir. One love.
This is the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast presented by Bet Online.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.